Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate, quote, and we are back again, as is the case every weeknight here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you are listening. We ask you to stay with us. Keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours as we bring you entertainment and information during these trying and strange times.
Hell
indeed.
Yeah.
And we got NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, even some UFC to get to. So a lot of things to talk about. Our good buddy, former football wide receiver, Super Bowl champion, two-time Pro Bowler, and now a renowned weight trainer, bodybuilder, Greg Jennings will join us at the bottom of the hour. Yes, he got muscles.
Boy, we haven't heard Diana Ross in a minute. He probably can't fit in any of his shirts anymore.
Right, that is the perfect song. So we will be joined by Mr. Jennings in just about 28 minutes. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. What's happening with you?
I'm good.
Just hanging in there, man. Hanging in.
Yeah. You know, New York, I'm in the Jersey area, and it was the worst day yet for New York as far as deaths.
Yeah.
And it's getting real. And so this thing is no joke.
The next 2 weeks, it is no joke. And then when you sprinkle in then just the people who are also just dying, you know, like it just seems every day there's a wave, Chris, and you just hear names and you don't know if it's because of the coronavirus or, you know what I mean, or just that people are dying because they're older or whatever, or whatever's going on in their lives. But it is one of those things. And the thing that's a little, when you get out, you know, L.A., the sun feels good. You get out a little bit, Chris, get some fresh air, but it still doesn't feel the same. It just feels like, even though it looks nice out, you could feel the cloud.
Yeah, it's obviously a different time. The sunshine does help, though. At least I feel that way. Because here in Jersey, it's been some sun.
If this was the middle of winter and it was dark every day,
it would be worse.
And if it got dark at 4 o'clock every day, it would just be like, wow, like this is gloom and doom. I agree.
You are not kidding. Oh, yeah. That would be even as bad as things are now, that would be much worse. So,
but I will say this, you know, when people are very active on the social media and out buying stuff and shopping around, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But I've been selling stuff on social media, Chris.
You better not sell those Jordans.
I'm not selling the ones you paid $200 for.
I seen them on your feet. You done dogged them.
They're not dogs.
You don't know how to wear Jordans, man.
No, they're nice.
Them. Keep them clean.
Those are nice. And it's some, you know, Jordans and stuff that I had that I haven't, you know, that I don't wear. Because, you know, I bought a lot of sneakers last year. But we'll talk about that. That's
you were out of control last year.
Yeah, last year I was going through a midlife crisis. Something was going
bought
on.
Bought a new car.
Went on vacation to Antarctica.
Right. Golden Girls Cruise, Antarctica, Jordans every week. It was, Gucci it was, sneakers. You were. I was surprised
crazy.
You didn't get married or something.
You know, hey. Only problem is we're getting married. That costs you money.
Right.
And not just that day. You know what I'm saying?
Right about that. All right. Well, let's get right to it. You are tuned into the Odd Couple with Chris and Rob. And we got to introduce you to the iCouple crew because, of course, without them, we could not bring this show to you. Our man, DJ Alex Tyshert on the ones and twos. And it is a Tyshert Tuesday where he'll be playing some of his mixes in and out of the breaks. Our man, the super producer, the one and only Rob G.
Yay.
And Ralph Irvin on the updates. With all that said, Rob, let's get this party started.
And don't forget, a little later on in the program, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's right. You'll be able to call in. Yes, and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Why do I feel like there's a lot of things or people in the world of sports people are going to want to trash? Is that,
There's a lot of stuff out there despite no games.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean people aren't making bad decisions and some dumb things aren't happening.
Right. So you will get your chance. That's in the third hour of the show. You could trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. We just say one thing, come hard, come strong, come correct. So get your takes ready. With that said, it's time to talk about, this isn't even just one sport, Rob, because we see it all over the place. We got Dana White is insistent on holding UFC fights. He's even, I don't think bought an island is the right way to say it, but he's secured an island. It reminds me of Gilligan's Island, but he's got an island.
Basically, it's that kind of a wacky sitcom that he's putting together.
Yes, where he will be having UFC guys fight. Mike Gundy, the college football coach in Oklahoma State, he has said that he thinks his players will be ready to come back in May, and we can play football with students away from school. They can be at home taking classes online, and we can play football, god darn it. And then we got Major League Baseball in the biggest story, of course, talking about bringing all of the players and all of the teams to Phoenix, the Phoenix area in Arizona, sequestering them, no family, just people associated with the team, keeping them in a hotel. They can play at, there's like 13 parks. So obviously where the Diamondbacks play, but then you got where the college teams there play, and then the spring training fields where they feel like they can have the teams live in hotels and play games, no fans or anything like that. And I want to start there, Rob. When I look at all of these things, and you know how much I love sports. Sports has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember.
Same here. I mean, we live, eat. We don't get into this business, Chris, if you're like lukewarm or you're not really into it. You know how hard it is to make it in this business. You have to have such a passion, and it has to start young. And I'm telling you, we both are in the same. This is the only thing I've ever known other than selling shoes when I was in high school. But this is all I've ever known. So right. I'm with you.
And it's provided us a great living. A great living, not only with the great, you know, events we've been able to cover, the great athletes we've been able to meet, being on television, radio. You know, it's provided for our families. And it's given us a great lifestyle. So we love sports, and we want sports back as much as anyone. But Rob, I am starting, when I look at some of these proposals, I look at getting an isolated island so guys can fight. I look at having football players on campus playing in empty stadiums when the whole entire student body is at home, away from campus. I look at professional baseball players being taken away from their families. I look at these athletes getting quick tests when I've watched on television, and doctors and nurses have said they've had trouble getting tested. And I one word comes to my mind, Rob, and it's greed. Greed. And as much as I love sports, I just think that where we're at right now, the fact that it is such a high priority to get these games back in, I mean, May 1st? Early May they're talking about in baseball? If it weren't for the money, Rob, is there any reason that you think they really would be trying to get these games back this soon? I feel like it's just greed. I'm sorry.
Absolutely not. And here's the other part. And here's the part that I think these owners, executives, commissioners, the players are human beings.
They're
not cattle. What the hell do you think they're going to do? You just said it. The football team's going to practice while the rest of the school is at home trying to stay safe? Football doesn't matter that much. And neither does Major League Baseball. You know I love baseball.
Right.
You want 800 players to leave their wife and kids during a pandemic? Really? And God forbid their wife or one of their children? And they're away from their family during that time playing a damn baseball game in front of nobody so that they could get their money from the networks? You gotta be kidding me. And Dana White, how dare you? How dare you want to take these people away from their families, go to some deserted island so you could put a damn event on television so you can make money? These people must be crazy. Everything else. I live in Los Angeles. The highways are vacant or empty. Are you kidding? In Los Angeles, you could drive any time of the day and not get in any traffic. You know why? Everybody's home. This city's been shut down. You can't do anything other than get food and maybe go to the bank or the post office. And you want to play a game? You must be crazy. All you guys, sit down. And think about the players and their families. What kind of guy would want to be away from their family for 3 months, Chris, and be isolated and not have to be able to make love to their wife or to hug their children? Are you crazy?
Well said. Well said, Rob Parker. I totally agree. And here's the thing. I mean, we know it's about money. I know in all the leagues and some of the players – obviously, nobody wants to lose money from the players on up to the owners. But let's keep it real, y'all. Of all the people in America, how many millions are now out of work? All the people in America, the owners of sports teams, I don't care how bad the economy gets, they're going to be fine. Most of the professional athletes will be fine. Those games, Rob. They're not going to have the hot dog vendors there.
No.
They're not going to have the guys out the parking lot.
Yes.
Yeah, directing traffic. None of the people that are really going to need the money are going to be at work because of these games. It is greed, as you said.
And selfish that just that they should work and nobody else. And we should sit at home unemployed and watch them. Really? Think about the gall of that. We should sit at home and watch you make your money. And no, I get it. We all want entertainment. We all love sports. I would give my right foot right now to watch a baseball game. But not under these circumstances and these conditions. How dare they?
And you made a great point about the entertainment factor, the diversion. We always say, you know, in tragedies, 9/11, this, you want a diversion. How many things are there to watch on television? I can watch any movie that's ever been made, pretty much.
Right.
I can watch any sitcom, Rob, from the 70s on up.
And you can watch the entire thing.
Every episode.
Yes.
Yes. We can watch games. We got thousands of games we can watch. We can watch Michael Jordan. We can watch Magic Johnson. We can watch, you know, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Emmitt Smith. And we can watch all of these throwback games. How much of a diversion do we need? I'm sorry, Rob and I both said it. We love sports, obviously. But we can survive under these circumstances without them. without putting the players at risk, without taking away for their families, and without prioritizing them at the expense of the rest of the citizens within the country who can't get, who are having trouble getting tested. So, Rob, I think some of these proposals, and I get it, the league, it's their responsibility. They wouldn't be doing their jobs if they didn't come up with scenarios. But we also need to realize that some of this can be dehumanizing to the athletes, and some of it can just be downright greedy.
We're dealing with people, not animals. Are you kidding? I just can't. I couldn't imagine telling somebody that you have to be away from your family during this time to play ball. My head is really there, Chris. That's what I want to do. I want to play ball at this thing. And it ain't just your immediate family. What about your relatives and your grandparents and your uncles and all the other people out there? Please.
And here's the other thing, Rob. So baseball, in their proposal, they're talking about playing these games, yet they want to use an electronic umpire so that the real human umpire can be 6 feet behind the catcher. The players wouldn't be able to sit in the dugout. They'd sit in the stands, which are empty, so they can be 6 feet away from each other. If it's that dangerous, how in the world are you going to play the game?
And how are you going to hit, Chris? You're going to hit 6 feet away from the catcher?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
What? You cannot, what?
Is the base, are they going to have a separate base 6 feet away from first base so you can run and touch that? I mean, I don't get it. None of it makes sense.
And again, if it's that dangerous that you can't be within 6 feet of each other, how are you, why are you even thinking about playing the game? I can get golf. They don't have to be within 6 feet of each other. Baseball? How?
Crazy. I'm interested to hear where people are. Chris and I could not be more in agreement on anything we've ever talked about on this radio show.
Yes. And I think people might be surprised because obviously we make our living in sports, but still, this is bigger than sports, folks. If you haven't figured it out yet, let's see what they think, Rob. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you agree with us that these sports leagues are showing that they care more about money than they do about their players? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm the poo-poo king.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and he is the poo-poo king. I'm just the king. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. Rob and I went hard. We just think, can we give it a little bit of a rest until we know what in the world is going on?
Relax.
And get these athletes can be safe and the priorities can be straight. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Let's get to the callers, Rob.
All right, let's start with Jeremy in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, guys? Hey, I kind of agree with y'all, but then I disagree with y'all. You know, everybody's talking about the owners wanting this. Has anybody even talked to the players? You know, a lot of players, I'm pretty sure, would still play. You know, I think if they give them the choice, the players are going to play. You know, NFL, they're more likely to get a concussion than they are COVID-19. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean,
Jeremy, I think players would play. I definitely think players would play. But I just think it's putting them out there. Like, baseball players, it'll be interesting. I know some of them won't want to play. If they got to be separated from their families for 4 months in a pandemic, they don't want to lose money. Like, nobody does.
But you shouldn't have to put them in a situation. It's just like we always say, Chris, that's why you have team doctors. You have to be signed off in order to get.
Right.
Of course the players want to run back out there, right? They want to play. Sometimes you got to stop them so that they don't hurt themselves. That's
right.
Why the stores are closed. If you told the store owners in Los Angeles you could keep the stores open and you know, make money or whatever, and it's up to you or whatever, what would happen? They'd be open.
Yep.
They'd
yep.
be open. So that's not, just because they're open doesn't mean that's the right decision. Jacob in New Mexico, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what up, fellas, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
first and foremost, I want to tell you guys that I agree with you on the big sports like basketball, and what baseball's trying to do is ludicrous, man. Football's so far away that I'm not really worried about it right now. But when it comes to fighting in the UFC, you guys got to stop it, man. I don't even like Dana White. But what he had to say today, I was, like, really impressed. Like, he was like, you know what? We can't just do the same thing. Like, we're eventually going to have to problem solve. And I think him buying an island, like he's in some kind of Bruce Lee movie, you can have these guys fight. Because they just get them screened. They come in contact. You don't have to have a lot of people there. And let them do their thing, make their money, entertain us at one of the most pure sports, and then get out and go back to their families, man.
One-on-one sports are a little different. But Dana White doesn't think this thing is that serious. He showed that by trying to fight in Vegas first.
He was trying to do it right. He has
Nevada shut it down. The state, yeah, they shut it down, right?
Right. He had a venue, if you remember. He was the one boasting and bragging that he was going to Vegas, and he had this thing all set up. Let's go to Mark in Sacramento.
And I don't think he even said – I read that he was asked the question if all the fighters would be tested for the virus, and he didn't answer it.
He didn't even answer it.
Yeah, he doesn't – that's what I read. He doesn't think this thing is a big deal, which obviously it is.
Mark, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Pretty good. Hey, Rob, I'm glad this came up. I know you're the baseball expert, and I'll defer to you, but there's a question I've been wanting to ask you about this, and then I'll tell you why it won't happen. The question is, what do they throw around all the time? What are they throwing around out there? The baseball, right?
Yep. There
Don't
you go.
Those guys spit on that thing, rub on that thing?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Good point. Great
point.
I'm
just saying.
But they're going to be
I'm
in the same saying. Locker room, too. You know, yeah. I mean, you shower.
What are you going to do? One guy's going to take a shower there. The another guy's going to take one at the hotel.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
And the other thing I wanted to say is the reason why I don't think it's going to happen is just here you go, Rob. The Padres, the Dodgers, the Angels, the A's and the Giants, who are baseball might think they're in control. The president might think they're in control. No, they're not. Gavin Newsom is.
But they're talking about playing those games in Arizona.
Right, but
so
the governor
could
there
leave
could
leave the but state.
But the governor there could do the same exact thing.
Yes.
Say that
I'm just
it
saying
happening.
Newsom wouldn't.
Right.
If the players are willing to leave the state and go to Arizona, then, you know. And I agree with the call that said a lot of the players will want to play. But like you said, Rod, that doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And we're also talking about the priorities, right?
Right.
I mean, why are we've seen it. An athlete has been able to get a test pronto.
And other
as soon
people,
as anyone
the regular
they've come
Joes,
into contact with. Right.
They're sending regular Joes home who don't have symptoms. Like, we can't even do anything for you. And you might feel sick or might not, but if you don't have any, they send you home.
That's right.
We got one more.
One more. We'll get to you. Call in next hour. We got our man Greg Jennings, muscle bound Greg Jennings, coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We've got Super Bowl champion Greg Jennings coming up right now on the Discover Card Celebrity Hotline. Get your free credit scorecard today. Even if you're not a Discover customer, it includes your FICO credit score, and checking your scorecard will not hurt your credit. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations do apply. Hit it! That's right. One of our favorite guests and definitely our most muscle-bound, defined, cut, however you want to say it.
But he might have turned to jelly now that you can't work out in the gym and everything. I don't know.
Well, let's find out. It is Greg Jennings. Greg, welcome to the iCouple. Do you have a home gym? I know you do.
What's happening, fellas? Rob, I mean, I'm a little disappointed, man. I follow you on your social platforms. You obviously don't follow me and stay tuned on what I'm doing.
No, you know what? I'm going to look at yours. I'm going to look at yours.
You will definitely see that I'm still training.
Okay, very nice.
So you got your own gym. I've seen you working out.
You got that Palatial Palace in Minneapolis or whatever. I do
have my own gym. However, I'm training in a garage gym right now. You know, making sure
at your place.
Nope, not at my place. Not at my place. At my trainer's training partner's place. But we are social distancing as we train. But we get it in.
Wow. Let me ask you this. Did you see my video where I was training for my daily whippings of Rob?
Oh, please.
Did you see that?
His daughter was
trying. First of all, because you've been challenging me. You've been talking like you want me on the court. So The J was wet. Was it not?
The J was wet.
Hey, Greg.
And you saw that medal I was throwing up.
Greg. I text Chris Broussard's daughter. She said it took him 40 shots to make a wet shot. You know, she did some great editing. At least he paid for school, and she can at least know how to edit out the bad shot.
I love it. Yeah, Rob, we know what the reel was.
Yes.
Man, it was so simple. We did that whole thing in like 5 minutes. It was ridiculous. But, Greg, let's get to some football talk. Rob and I just went off at the beginning of the show. We just feel like the urgency to get sports back, obviously sports is our life, but we feel like the urgency to get sports back is a little bit misplaced. Considering what's going on, considering that millions are out of work and more losing their jobs every day. Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State said they could play football games even if the students are at home taking classes online.
Which is just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, regular people, including some that work in hospitals, can't get tested, but every professional athlete that wants to test is getting tested. And we also feel like for baseball, and even if they were thinking about doing it for football, because you've seen a few reports, if you want to take the players away from their families for like 4 months, sequester them
isolated,
in a hotel and just have them play games, we just feel like some of this is a bit dehumanizing to the players. And then also just the priorities are a little out of whack. Are we off, or do you agree with us?
Okay, two things. I agree with you guys. I can see both sides of the coins here. Both sides of the coin. And the first, obviously, if you're running a business in which the NBA, the NFL, the MLB, NHL, all these organizations are huge, massive businesses, corporations that draw in a lot of revenue. And if you're at the top of that and this is your product, this is what you do, this is what you've been providing to the world, and now you not only can no longer provide that, but you're also not making the revenue that you once were, that's going to drive you to try to do whatever you can to put that product back in front of those who will pay for that product.
That's a great point. I get that. Go ahead. You got another one, and then
that's,
I want to
that's
jump
That's one.
In.
And the two, on the player side, when we're looking at the pandemic and everything that's transpiring because of it, and the health concerns, you just can't do it. There's no way you can do it. Simply because you won't have everyone in full agreement that it's the right thing to do, because you're not just dealing with the players, you're dealing with the coaches now, you're dealing with trainers, you're dealing with so many moving pieces that come into contact with so many other individuals that you're going to have to pull away from their home base and their family and those who they're trying to protect and keep safe as well. So that's why you can't do it.
Greg, 100%. And the whole notion that athletes are like a herd of cattle, and we could take them away from their loved ones and their families during this time and put them away for 4 months or 3 months and God forbid something happens in their family with their spouse or a child or something, how in the world could you even put that situation when people are dying every day? I
absolutely agree. And it doesn't even have to be that direct. It could be as indirect as a friend, someone close, a close,
yes,
farther down the road line,
uncle,
relative. Yeah, and they're not there to be able to do whatever they could do or would be in position to do from a distance or just with their own family. You know,
what would go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what would you be thinking if you were still playing in the league and let's say football? Because we've seen the reports that maybe they gather all the players in, you know, in some Midwest, on some Midwestern college campus and play games there or in Vegas or something, again, away from your family. What would you be thinking as a player if, and again, no fans in the stands, if that were, you know, going to happen or they were talking about doing that?
I mean, obviously it would be out of my control if they decided to do it. Would I be on board? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. One thing about this and what we're experiencing is people are going to really have to live what they've always said, what we've always heard people say, you know, especially married couples with children and with families, those who have those immediate families and extensions. You can take anything and everything away from me. Just keep and leave me my family, my wife,
yes,
and my kids. Everyone, right, everyone said that. Everyone says it, but not everyone really truly lives it and really believes that that's all they truly desire. And this is one of those moments where if I were playing in this moment, I was still playing and they tried to pull me away from what's important to me. Absolutely not. I'm going to fight with everything that I have to stay connected to those who are most important, foregoing whatever type of dollar that is out there being dangled in my face, because it won't, me chasing that and something happens at home, I will never, ever forgive myself for that.
And that is the point. That's the thing, Chris and I, we love sports like everybody else, but it's not that important. They've already pushed the Olympics back a year. They're talking about playing golf in October and you know what I mean, and later on in the year and stuff. And all these things have been pushed back. And just the notion, even Dana White with UFC, he secures an island. Nobody else will sanction or allow him to put on his show, Greg, for a reason, right?
Exactly.
For a
exactly.
reason. You think they're just doing it for the hell of it? I don't understand how you could understand where everybody's turned you down because it's not the right thing to do right now.
Of course, I agree 100% with you, Rob. And it's not so much these big time owners of these organizations, of these leagues. They want the money, but who they choose to partner with will take flack and be criticized as well, because they're going to be looked at as the one that provided them the vehicle,
yep,
to perform something that should have never taken place in the to start.
Greg, how is your whole family? I know you got a big, what, you got four kids, right?
Four kids, the wife,
I have four kids,
the mansion.
Yes, we're well, man. You know what? I'm enjoying this time with my kids. We're home. They're doing distant learning, so we're basically essentially homeschooling. My wife's working from home and still performing her daily duties with her business. We're really taking advantage of this time that we have. I've started a PT certification online course, 8-week course. So just trying to come out of this situation better than what we came in, and with more information and really adapting and embracing, I should say, the new normal, because I don't believe that we're going to go backwards. You know, life as we know it has changed.
Do you feel like, I mean, obviously you don't know, nobody knows. What's your gut on, you know, NBA, MLB, NFL, as far as having seasons this year?
You know what? I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. I think with – you look at the NFL, they were still planning to have their draft, and now those plans are being altered. That's – what people are realizing is the closer they get to whatever event that is potentially going to put people at risk – or it just isn't what is being condoned in this moment, they're eliminating that. And so they're trying to push it back as far as possible. And so I just don't think with the NBA stopping their season, and it's unfortunate. I hope that they continue. I just don't see how they continue this season without butting into an NFL season. Because if the NBA plays, then the NFL is going to play. And we all know that it's going to be fight. They're going to fight for viewership when it comes to the network. So it's unfortunate. I hope that is not the case, but I don't see them playing.
And the other thing is, Chris and I talk about this. The league could want to do it if a governor, say the governor of California, Newsom, says, no, there will be no events in any of our stadiums. That could put the kibosh on all these leagues.
Exactly. This is state to state. So it's like every state is going to have their requirement that they're going to issue out. And if you're playing a team in that state and their facilities are shut down, then there's nothing you can do about that.
Right. All right, Greg. That's our man, Mr. Greg Jennings. What's your Instagram handle?
The official GJ.
All right, the official GJ. Right. You can check him out working on his muscles. All right, man. Be safe. Take care of the family.
All right, guys. You too.
And I'm following you.
Peace. More of the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming your way.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And Rob, Adam Schefter reported today that there will be, for the first time ever, two teams featured on Hard Knocks. Those two teams, both in L.A., the Rams and the Chargers. So they'll both be on Hard Knocks, assuming, you know, we're able to have a season. And a big part of the show, of course, is going to be their new move into SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. I'm sure that's why they're doing it, to promote the new stadium.
Absolutely.
Which is smart. But here's the thing. People don't want to watch the Chargers in person. What makes you think they're going to want to watch them on TV?
It would be different had they picked up Tom Brady, right? That they offered a contract to Chris.
Yeah, it'd be great.
It would be through the roof, right?
Yes. Even Cam Newton would help.
Cam Newton would definitely help because of where he's been, his comeback story. He's a colorful character. I think he would be a Brady bonanza.
He would be really good. You're right, because his whole chip on his shoulder – you know, he's got a lot to prove. Who knows what in the world he might wear.
He felt that, so, exactly. You know.
He would be good. But, I mean, right now, with what they have right now, I mean, seriously, is there any reason to be excited about watching the L.A. Chargers on Hard Knocks?
I don't see it. I don't know. You know, it's like you got to pair up. The Rams were just on a couple years ago, I think, right, Rob G?
Yeah. And, I mean, I like Austin Eckler, but my goodness, you know, I'm not tuning in. But the Rams, look, you got coming off a disappointing season, trying to get back to where you used to be, which was, you know, Super Bowl contention, actually making the Super Bowl. Jared Goff trying to return to his former glory. Sean McVay, you know, the bloom is off the rose. You know, so there are a lot of storylines with the Rams. Todd Gurley's gone. How are you going to replace him? How do the other, you know, players feel about Gurley, you know, being jettisoned like that? So I think the Rams have a lot of storylines, but the Chargers, when you tune in and they're highlighting the Chargers, it's going to be a disappointing week.
Yep. I just don't see it. It'll be interesting if it does happen, but I get it. They're both close together. It's production cost, Chris, not expensive, right, to do both teams.
Right.
And you're right. Number one is about the new stadium. That's what that's about.
Yep, that's right. All right, we are The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Sirius XM Channel 83. We got 2 hours left, and we got NBA talk, and, you know, we got some more NFL talk. We got shop talk featuring Rob Parker this week. You're going to be the star of it this week, right?
Uh-oh. I don't know. That might be criticized.
Yeah. We'll see. We will see. But keep it locked right here, Fox Sports Radio, Rob and Chris, Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, and more. Those are the topics that we're about to get into with you, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit geico.com for a free rate quote. See how much money you could save. You can also follow Rob and myself on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and the gram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. At the bottom of the hour, we will be joined by a gentleman who he has an invention that is perfect for these times. It is a wonderful creation, basically a basketball hoop that you can drag around on wheels, like it's just a piece of luggage on wheels. And set a hoop up anywhere you want to and work on your game. So we will talk to him at the bottom of the hour about that. But first, Rob, let's speaking of basketball, let's go there. This weekend, they announced the Hall of Fame inductees for the class of 2020. And it included 8 individuals, but it was headlined by a big three, unlike maybe any we've seen. And that was Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett. Now, Rob, I believe this is the greatest Hall of Fame class. You know, I'm talking about the top stars based on the NBA stars. This is the greatest Hall of Fame class in basketball history. I think the second best, and you know, some people, it's a debate. It's like LeBron Jordan. The second class, in my opinion, that was great was 2009, and that was Michael Jordan, David Robinson, and John Stockton. The reason I picked this class over that one is because in this of this trio, probably all of them are in the top five at their position. Kobe's easily a top five two guard. Duncan's easily a top five power forward. And many people would have Garnett in the top five all-time power forwards. At worst, he's in the top 10. Kobe is second, I think, pretty much consensusly among two guards right behind Jordan. And Duncan is, in most people's estimation, the greatest power forward ever. As far as Jordan, Robinson, and Stockton, they're all in the top 10 at their position. Jordan, of course, number one. But Robinson probably around 7 as far as all-time centers. And Stockton, I would have Stockton probably around 6 or 7 among my point guards. Some people think that's low. But or that's too low. Some people would have him, you know, maybe 2nd, 3rd, something like that. But that's my view. But what I really want to ask you is this, Rob. Because the headliners of this Hall of Fame class are obviously Kobe and Tim Duncan. Whose career would you rather have, Kobe Bryant's or Tim Duncan's?
This is pretty easy for me. As great as Kobe's career was, Tim Duncan.
Wow.
Duncan. Yep. Tim Duncan to me, Chris, is the most unbelievable shots in NBA history. And I'm talking about the shot that Ray Allen made to save LeBron James's bacon. right? What do you call it?
Let me ask you.
Hold on. What do you call it?
Oh, it's probably it? Either that or Kyrie is the greatest shot in NBA history.
I think it's one of the two greatest. As good as Kyrie's was, that shot by Ray Allen was unbelievable. My point is, what people don't, because of Tim Duncan, sandals wearing, very little to say, you know, laid back. I'm just telling you, he wasn't your typical hooper, and the chicks falling over him, and flashy clothes and cars. And he just didn't fit in to, like, setting a tempo, or like he's the hot guy on Instagram, or that, none of that stuff. That's not Tim Duncan. He's from the islands, Chris. He's a laid back, easygoing guy. He's that shot away from matching Michael Jordan and being 6-0 in the NBA Finals. Yet nobody talks about it. Nobody even remembers that he was 5-1 in his career. The run that they had in San Antonio, and yes, they never won back-to-back. That's why I can't call him a dynasty. But when you look at what he was able to do, his accomplishments over a long period of time, it is unbelievable. Kobe had a flashier career, played in a bigger city, brighter lights, better cheerleaders. Everything's better. But I also remember Kobe, you know, quitting on his team. I also remember the Smush Parker.
Aren't you being surly?
The Smush Parker years. No, I'm trying to tell you, I don't have a Tim Duncan moments like that, Chris, at all. I don't remember him not doing what he was told. I remember him in that Ray Allen game and shot. He could have made a stink. He was out of the game on the free throws, right?
Right.
He was out of the game. He could have easily been like.
Big mistake by Popovich.
That's one of those moments,
Chris,
when
Bosh
I say.
Got Pop, the rebound.
Yes. Pop blew it. Am I right, Chris? I'm sorry. Tim Duncan has to be there for that situation, because if he missed it, and that was Kawhi Leonard who missed the free throw, it changed the course of his career, and some players would have been like, no, I'm going to be in the game. I need to be there for a rebound. And he wasn't in the game. So I'll just say I would take Tim Duncan, no disrespect to the late, great Kobe, and he had a far more attractive, I'm talking about, externally and for people to look at and spectacular, but Tim Duncan was the meat and potatoes of the NBA, and he won nothing, but all he did was win.
All right, before I get into my argument, I got to ask you this quickly, and this is what I was trying to interrupt you about. I hear you say this once every 2 weeks, whenever this game comes up. Ray Allen saved LeBron's bacon. What in the world is saving somebody's bacon? Where does bacon fit into it?
I've been wanting to ask you
that for a year and a half.
If he doesn't get that, if
I get that Ray Allen misses the championship.
Yeah, but
bacon.
But that,
I've never heard that phrase. Is that a common phrase in Detroit?
No, Alex, Rob G. Have you ever heard of saving somebody's bacon?
Other than from Rob.
I think Rob is the only one I've heard that from.
What?
That is Rob not G? True. I've heard that plenty of times.
You have heard it plenty of times?
Of course.
It means
from
like
people
your butt
other than Rob
saving
Parker.
Somebody's bacon. Like,
yeah,
it's
a normal saying, Chris.
Why bacon? I think I've only heard it from Rob.
It's really? Actually in the movie The Little Rascals.
Really? What?
You Spanky know says, your president Rascals? Just saved your bacon, and then he tells
See?
Him how.
That's probably where Rob got it from.
No, I've been saying
sitcom
it for years.
King that he is.
Makes
okay,
sense.
Here we go. All right, look, Tim Duncan is tremendous. You're right. If Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot, I still don't know that he's 6-0, because they were so motivated because they gave away that finals in 2013 that they just demolished. I mean, steamrolled the Heat in 2014, and that motivated them all season. So they win in 13. Maybe they don't even get back in 2014. So I don't know if he'd equal Jordan, but I get what you're saying. 5-1 in the finals. He's tremendous. He's arguably a top five player of all time. But notice how I asked you the question, Rob. If I could have either player's career, I am undoubtedly unquestionably going with Kobe Bryant. And I'm going to start off not with all the flash that you mentioned. I'm going to start off with some raw figures. They both got 5 finals. So that's, I mean, what you can argue whether, you know, who you think was better. Both were tremendous winners and both had 5 championships.
Yeah, but Kobe had Shaq for 3 of them. And I'm not taking away of his ability.
Do we take away from Magic I'm not taking away of his ability,
but Tim Duncan in Little San Antonio, other than David Robinson in that first one, for two of them. I thought it was
Robinson not as good, obviously, in his second one.
Yeah,
but he was still
there.
He played good defense in that second one. But Robinson, you had for 2 of them. And then Ginobili and Parker, I know neither one of them a top 50 player, but still both probably Hall of Famers, too. So, but they both got 5. Kobe, unlike your boy, Tim Duncan, did repeat twice. He had a three-peat. And yeah, Shaq was there, but still, Shaq needed Kobe just as much as Kobe needed Shaq, or close to as much. So he did a three-peat, and he did a two-peat, you know, a repeat with his second championship. So you can always hold that against Duncan. You can't obviously hold that against Kobe. Thirdly, Kobe was a part of arguably, if we really did a poll, you know, a bracket of the greatest team ever, none of those Spurs teams would be in them. None of them. Like you know, they might be in the bracket, but they're not getting far. Kobe and Shaq, take your pick. I guess, was it 2001 was probably their greatest year? They went 15-1 in the playoffs. Kobe and Shaq are arguably, they're in the discussion for best team ever. Kobe and Shaq are also in the discussion for best duo ever.
They also lost to a starless Detroit Pistons team
fine,
in the championship.
Fine.
I'm just saying. You
I'm
can
just
talk
saying
about
they
that.
Were they made 7. Kobe went to 7 championships, 7 finals. So he went to more than Duncan.
But
won as many as Duncan.
Give me when Duncan.
Is the fourth leading scorer of all time. Scored more points than Duncan. And then that's when you get from there, you go to the Flash. He's iconic. Not because of the tragic way in which he died. He was just iconic because of his stylish way he played and his personality, the Mamba mentality, the 81 points.
But give me the Smush Parker years where Kobe was just a ball hog who just put up shots.
Wasn't a ball. He averaged 35 points. He led the league in scoring. He scored 81 in the game.
But when he quit on his team, do you not count that at all? That doesn't matter to you?
I would rather have Kobe's career. Look,
I'm asking you, Chris.
As sad as this is, are we going to be talking about Tim Duncan in 5 years?
Yeah, we will.
Those of us who are experts, yes, we will remember how great he is and keep his name alive. But most people, Rob, most of them aren't even talking about him now.
Right, but it has
Unless
nothing to do with his
coach of the Spurs,
Chris,
and becomes a great coach.
It's about you. What you're taking away, it's not about his ability. It's just because he's not Showtime. He didn't play in Hollywood.
That's part of it.
He didn't do any of that, but he was just on his stage. What he was able to do in San Antonio is unbelievable.
What does San Antonio have anything to do with it?
Because it's a small market. Nobody cared. The guy, like I said, he wore flip flops to the game.
That doesn't mean you don't go out there and
play. No, but
I mean, I don't think San Antonio has anything to do with the success.
You don't get the attention. It's totally different
from
playing in L.A.
But that's his personality.
And all I'm saying is he doesn't have the marks that – and I'm talking about you can, like gloss over it. Tim Duncan, tell me when he ever quit on his team or just decided
he wasn't. I'll give you that. That's fine.
I mean, that's big for a guy of Kobe's caliber.
He redeemed himself when he came back and had the repeat championship. I get it, and it was bad. But he redeemed himself. I just would rather, at the end of my career, I would rather have Kobe Bryant's career than Tim Duncan's. Both are phenomenal. Both are historic. But I would rather have Kobe's career. Because Kobe, we're going to be, and again, not just because of the way he died, we are going to be talking about Kobe Bryant forever. As long as there's basketball, we'll be talking about Kobe. And you're right. It's because of the personality, because of, you know, just his plainness. We're not going to be talking about Tim Duncan like that. So let's throw it out to the callers, though, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Whose career would you rather have? Or if you want to answer it this way, who was better? Who had the better career? Kobe Bryant or Tim Duncan? Your turn to weigh in. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. Now, they've got this thing called the free same-day store pickup. It's great because you can place your order online and then grab what you need that very same day at their more than 5,600 AutoZone locations. I mean, literally, they're on every corner. Get in the zone with AutoZone. All right, we asked you, who had the better career? Kobe Bryant, that's my pick. Or Tim Duncan, that's Rob's. What do you say, 877-99 on Fox?
Hey, Alex, real quick, that intro for that music, that sound like the Police, Ghost in the Machine.
Yes.
That did was it, it not?
Yeah, it did have that kind of vibe to it, but it was not that.
We are, right? That sound like the Police. You got to put that side by side. They look like
yeah,
they
yeah, let me
that
pull it up
the
for
police.
The later. I got you.
Okay. All right. Let's do this, Chris. You ready? Melvin in Colorado. He's up first. He's on the Odd Couple with Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Melvin?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's happening, man?
All right. So, for me, this is a tough one because you could argue that Tim Duncan is a better all-around basketball player than Kobe. But as far as whose career I would want, I'd have to go with Kobe because his career is far more flashy, far more iconic. Kobe's a household name. Everybody knows who Kobe is. And like you said, in like 10 years – most people won't even know who Tim Duncan is.
Right. That's right. Because you're right. Look, he hit it on it. I thought he had a good summation of it, Rob. I mean, you can definitely make an argument that Duncan was better than Kobe.
I would rather have
Kobe's iconic career. And I can make an argument that Kobe was better than Duncan, too. And I do think most people, be interesting, would have Kobe ranked ahead of Duncan in their top 10 or 12
or whatever it is.
But
it's only based on name recognition, and what they were able to do with Shaq, and he did have a dynamic partner. But if you just look at what Tim Duncan was able to do, it's incredible. It really is. And he's one shot away from being – let me just ask you this and throw this out, Chris. Even if he wasn't the main guy and Kawhi Leonard was the MVP –
several players. But Kawhi wasn't great, but yeah.
But just say that he did that. They beat Miami and they beat him the 2 years, and this was the greatest team ever put together, right? This was supposed to be not two, not three. No,
yeah,
no.
I mean,
but I'm saying if they were able to win,
but
and
those
he was
are
6-0.
Ifs you gave.
No,
you
just gave that he was 6-0. 6-0 is all I'm saying. If he was 6-0,
what if Kobe and Shaq had beaten Detroit? I mean, come on.
But they didn't beat Detroit.
And the Spurs didn't beat the Heat.
Yeah,
let's
but
move
they
on
needed,
to the callers.
But they needed an unbelievable shot
whatever
to make that happen.
Whatever the case.
The Lakers got swept in 5 games. All right, Lewis in Pasadena. In Pasadena, you're on the Odd Couple Fox.
Games.
That was a 5-game sweep.
It ain't. There's no such thing.
Yes, it is. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, fellas?
Look,
how you doing?
I'm doing very well, and hopefully you guys are doing well and safe also.
Hanging in.
Look, the three greatest players I ever saw play since the age of 7. I'll be 60 this Friday. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You sound like you're 30.
Yeah, you sound good.
I appreciate that. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan. Kareem technically is the best player to play the game in the pros and college, but he don't get that kind of credit. Don't
and
even get
high
mentioned.
School. And that's, high school.
That's what's, yeah, and that's what's going to happen to Tim Duncan. But the
I
fourth
don't think
best
he'll
player,
even be remembered as much as Kareem, though.
No.
Man, they're just doing Kareem wrong. But
no, I know.
This
Go
is
ahead.
The thing. This is the thing. The fourth best player I've seen play is Kobe Bryant. There's only one player they ever compare to Michael Jordan. That's Kobe Bryant. They don't compare Tim Duncan to nobody, and that's not to be disrespectful to him. He's a very good player. I would put Charles Barkley over Tim Duncan.
Wow.
Wow.
Nah, I don't know Barkley about that.
Yeah, now listen up.
I don't agree with that. I don't know how you could look at a guy almost won 6 championships and was fundamentally sound, did everything right. I just don't remember him ever being bad, Chris.
He had the 1 year where he averaged less than 14 points, and then, you know, we thought he was done, and then he comes back and averaged like 17 and then 15. So he had 1 year where he wasn't bad. He just seemed like he was getting old.
And remember,
and then he came back. But Duncan wasn't as dominant, Rob, in his – like the first year they won it, he was part of a Twin Towers. Now, he was probably better than Robinson at that point, even though he was only in his second year, Duncan. But Robinson was still great. The second year, yeah, it was Duncan. The third championship, he was good. He was really – that was good in that one. And then the fourth against Cleveland, yeah, I thought Tony Parker should have been the MVP of the finals that year. Like, Duncan, he just didn't stand out as much as most of the great iconic players. But I wouldn't put Barkley ahead of him, no way.
I can't see that either. How could you discount 5 championships?
Right, right.
Steven in
like
Orlando.
With no second, like, top yeah. 50 player.
Come on, man, that's just ridiculous. Steven in Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
All right. Thanks for having me, man. I think this is a slam dunk. It's Kobe all the way. I mean, both of them got 5 championships, but you got to think about it, man. Kobe took Brandy to his high school prom. He was the first guy out of high school to jump out of high school that wasn't a 7-footer that got drafted. He was 21 years old, and when Shaq fouled out in the fourth quarter against Indiana, he waved to the bench and said, "Okay, I got this," and they won.
Do you remember the Smush Parker years at all, or no? That's just a blur to you? Do you remember any of that?
Well, they missed the playoffs. Rob G, what, one of those years, 1 year or two? They missed it once, I think. And then, in that year, I think Kobe averaged 35.
And then they got bounced in the first round twice.
Right.
Right.
Nobody remembers that.
But San Antonio has some years they went out relatively early.
Yeah, but not
second
like that.
Round.
Well, Kobe was the guy. He finally got his chance. All right.
Yeah, Richard, but he didn't have a Tony Parker or a Manu Ginobili with him either.
Richard in Seattle.
As you said.
Yeah, that's Smush. And I'm not knocking Smush. He's from
you
New
are.
York.
You are. You keep saying
no, I'm
Smush.
Not.
You don't say, what about the Sasha Vujicic years?
Because I can't pronounce his name, so I leave those years out. Can we squeeze one more in?
One more quickly.
Richard in Seattle. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking the call. You know, Tim Duncan's one of the all-time, you know. But in a way, his career and his memory, what we'll think of in 10 or 20 years, kind of like parallels the whole thing with Hank Aaron. You know, it's like Reggie Jackson is more talked about than Hank Aaron. People are out of their mind because he was Mr. October. He played in New York, even though Hank's on the Mount Rushmore. You know, and Duncan's
That's a great comparison. That really is.
The thing
is.
That saved Hank from being was that he was the home run king. And right. that's
and,
what
and
Duncan
he,
does.
Yeah,
but Duncan does have the 5
market.
Rings.
Right, he played in Milwaukee. Right, in Milwaukee most of his career and in Atlanta. And when you look at Hank Aaron, Chris, this is the things I always, real
it's
quick.
It's not a bad comparison.
305 batting average.
That's amazing.
Right? He's a home run hitter, right? 305.
Right.
And he played 24 years. He didn't play to keep your average above 300
right.
in
right.
24 years because you're going to have bad years in the beginning and bad at the back.
Yep.
And then he averaged 100 RBIs for 24 years. Unbelievable.
No, that's incredible. That was a good comparison, though. That wasn't bad. Hank and Duncan. All right. This one is for all of the hoopers out there. Just because you're on quarantine, that is no excuse not to be working on your game. We'll explain next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. Our next guest is the marketing director for a new brand called Grind Basketball. And they have a contraption, an invention that is it's really special, and it's interesting. I know if I when I was a young kid, I would love to have something like this. But we'll bring him on to talk about it. It is Maurice Elrod. Maurice Elrod. Now, I got to tell you this, Rob. He actually played basketball at Oberlin like I did. But he played
and George Smith, our buddy George.
George Smith played there. That's right. So he's in a long line of great hoopers. What's up, Mo? How you doing, man?
Hey, Chris, man. How you doing, sir? I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
You know what's the best part about playing basketball at Oberlin is nobody can see you because of the cornfields.
Hey, Rob, come on.
He could have had you could have had a better joke than that, Rob. So he's corny. Get ready for the corny jokes, Maurice.
No, I'm not corny. You guys graduated from the cornfields.
Now I believe the founder and the creator of the grime machine is also on the call. Is that
Absolutely.
True?
Absolutely.
Thomas Fields.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We're good. All right, so let's get to it. I've kind of, you know, tried to describe the machine myself. But go ahead, one of you, and describe this machine, what it does, what makes it unique, so on and so forth.
Yeah, man, I'll go ahead and chime in with it. Grind is really aiming to change basketball forever. We've created the first portable shooting machine ever designed in the world. So it's a shooting machine that folds down into a duffel bag.
Duffel bag? Is that small? Like
in a duffel bag. So it's wow. It's portable, truly portable, and it's affordable. So that was the whole concept behind it. I started Grind with Maurice. I was 19 years old at the time when I had the idea, and it was really came about from a lack of accessibility, right? Not being able to use the shooting machine the way I wanted to, like millions of other athletes, coaches, and trainers in the world, and really, really aiming to design something truly and specifically to solve our problems as players.
And so you said at 19 is when the idea, but when did you really, you know, you had to get financial backing, come up with a plan. When did Absolutely. That kick in? You might have had the idea then, but it couldn't have been back then that you put the wheels in motion. When did that happen?
I think it's funny, you know, Mo came on about 2 years ago. I started at 19 years old. And at 19 years old, I started developing prototypes in my garage, really because I came from a background that didn't have a lot of money, but we really always figured out how to do things and build things, right? So I turned myself into like a self-taught mechanical engineer, from a basketball player and a hooper to a engineer. You know, over the past 5 years, we've ended up getting funding over those past 5 years. Brought in investors, you know, we built an entire team of engineers and, you know, electrical, mechanical guys, designers, you know, top of the line, world-class engineers to help us bring the whole idea to life. So I think I did put the wheels in motion back then, but, you know, it's been a grind since then to make it happen. But, you know, we just recently launched in March, you know, and things are going well, even though the COVID-19 has shocked the world. You know, things are still going well for us.
Well, I think it's perfect for a time like this because, you know, obviously everybody doesn't have a hoop in their driveway. You can't, you know, you can't go into gyms and fitness centers and all that. And what your machine does and what drew my attention to it was, so you got this duffel bag. And you open up the duffel bag and, I mean, explain to us because, you know, the listeners don't know what this thing looks like. Explain it. And it's not just a hoop, but it's a machine. So tell us, like, I like that it throws the ball back. So when you take a shot, it throws the ball back to the shooter. So I don't have to go chase my shot after every time I put it up. It's got netting that makes sure the shot, you know, stays within a certain realm. Like, to explain the benefits of the machine so people can get an idea of what it looks like.
Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, and I was going to just say, Chris, you know, it's crazy when you think about that concept, right? And, you know, it is
folded into a duffel bag, and you unzip it, and then you open it up, and it takes less than 2 minutes to have everything propped up. But as you're shooting the ball is caught. It will pass the ball right back out to you. The machine has five-spot shooting. So if you're shooting from the wings, free throw line extended, top of the key, the ball will be able to be passed again back to you as you're getting up shots.
So you can do it by yourself. You don't need another person. Does it have a backboard?
No.
So okay, there's no backboard.
Just the netting of the machine. You have to obviously have a goal.
And a rim.
And a rim, exactly. You have to have a goal and a rim to be able to shoot on it. But again, just the overall design, as Thomas mentioned, I've been around for about 2 years. And Thomas is young. Thomas is 24 years old. And so I was just enamored by this young guy's ability to create, you know, something that 19, even have the idea. And we all know, you know, just having the idea is not it, right? You have to be able to execute upon the idea. And again, in 2 years, I've seen so many different versions of the machine to see what we actually have and put out to market. It's absolutely phenomenal. It has been, you know, a crazy, incredible ride for us. We're very excited about it because, you know, again, it's something that we have never seen before. And again, as Thomas mentioned, it making affordable and portable. You can put this in your car. You can take it, you know, to your neighbor's house. You can take it to the park. You can take it to the gym. And the existing competitors out there, they don't have those options, right? And it's, again, a lot less cheaper than what you would pay if you had to, you know, to go elsewhere.
What about the response from hoopers? Okay, I got a hoop, but I don't have a backboard. Kind of unreal, not the real way I would play basketball. Is there a question about that, or do the hoopers or the coaches like it? What's their response?
Yeah, I think you know, I think in the basketball world, for the most part, everybody really looks up to, you know, LeBron and Steph Curry, and they know these guys use shooting machines to, you know, perfect their shot. And you know, as a basketball player myself coming up, you know, we all knew that shooting machine could, you know, get you 1,000 shots in an hour. We all knew that thing was top of the line sports equipment, and it was about $5,000 to $6,000. And, you know, it was a massive machine. So, you know, bring it whenever we came to market, and we would say, you know, it's a shooting machine that folds into a duffel bag and it's affordable. Everybody knew what the shooting machine was. You know, it gets your rebounds, allows you to practice more efficiently, you know, getting up more reps, 1,000 shots an hour, wherever spot. And now having this thing portable, fold into a duffel bag, and
that's the game changer right there.
Yeah, that was really it. And recently, you know, we just introduced split payments and shared payments publicly. That now, you know, if a coach wants to go half and half with another coach, or a parent wants to split the cost with another parent, they can do so right through our website. Right, so we're really trying to make it as accessible as possible.
Tell us what your website is and where people can find the machine, or if they want to purchase it or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody can pre-order right now at grindbasketball.com. Social media, you know, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook is also grindbasketball. You know, and all we ask for is just to spread the word, tell a player, tell a coach, and tell a trainer that, you know, that works real hard and deserves it. So yeah, pre-orders are open right now.
Too bad there's nothing in that duffel bag that can help Chris's shot. But anyway, sounds like a great idea.
You saw my shot on the
video,
man.
Sounds like a great idea. And congratulations and good luck.
Man, thanks, Bob. We really appreciate it. Chris, thank you as well for the platform and opportunity. We really appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Good luck with it.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Yep, take it easy. Be safe out there. The Twitter trolls had it out for my man Rob Parker today. We'll get into that in Shop Talk. That's next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And it's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yes, sir. It is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. We do this every single day. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. Normally, we look for a trending topic. In this case, it trended right in front of our eyes because it involved Rob Parker and his social media. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Rob was on Instagram and Twitter today selling some of his used sneakers. You know, Rob's big on this spring cleaning going on during this pandemic. So he's offering to sell some of his very fancy, very high-priced sneakers for discount rates for, you know, regular folks like myself. Unfortunately, the Twitter trolls were like, Rob, what are you doing? You make so much money. You're really selling them. Why don't you just donate these sneakers to the less fortunate? So that's the question, guys. You think Rob is out of bounds for selling these Jordan Versace, you know, very rare sneakers rather than donating them? Well, first off, Rob, defend yourself off the top.
I am. And it's fine. You know, like people, without knowing like my history or what I've done, I give away and donate so many clothes because I'm just into buying stuff. I'm always trying stuff. So I give away a lot of stuff to charity. And I do charitable stuff throughout the year. But when it comes to like high-end sneakers, I just can't see myself tossing those into a, what you call, bin. You know, I think people can use them. People want them. There are people who would love to have a pair of Jordans.
What you mean, what you call bin? What do you mean?
You mean the
like
clothing bin.
Like going to
bin.
Goodwill?
Yeah, like, but they have a bin sometimes at the grocery store. You know what I'm saying?
Notice
Rob,
how he made
those?
It like the worst possible way to give them away.
No, but I'm just
saying. You know, it ain't like the only way you can give them away is by tossing them into a bin.
But
or
my
what you
point,
would call it.
My point is, I do give away stuff, and there's nothing wrong with allowing some people who maybe can't afford $250 for a pair of sneakers that they really always wanted, but now they could get it for half price or even less than half price. So I think I'm doing a little bit of a service and not being selfish. That's all.
So they went at him, huh? They went at him on social media.
Oh, social media is the worst. Go ahead, Chris. What are your thoughts?
Well, I got a ton of sneakers. Most of mine, though, have been given to me by shoe companies and all that stuff. So now I've given away a lot of them. I've probably given away close to 30 sneakers. I wouldn't feel right selling them because I got them for free. Now, Rob, obviously, you bought these, right?
Yes, these are.
You know, it's all right. I mean, I'm looking at these Jordans. What are these fours? These black ones. They're kind of cracked up and beat up a little bit. I mean, you got to keep your shoes in better shape if you're going to sell them, man.
Look,
seriously.
You know what?
Jordan fours, is the black. How much you sell those for?
All those, 120. All of those, everything that I have, they went like hotcakes. Because they're a good deal. It's not like I'm gouging people, Rob G., Or I'm selling crap. I'm not selling like some Adidas tennis sneakers that you could buy a new pair for $69 and I'm trying to get $50 for them. Am I right?
$120 is a lot.
No, you got to remember,
for some
Chris,
worn
there's shipping.
Out Jordans?
There's shipping involved. It costs money to ship it to them.
How much? $10?
No, are you kidding? You haven't been to the post office in a while. It costs
Chris
at least
has people for that. Come on, Rob.
Right.
You know that.
It costs at least $20 to mail it.
Ooh.
Rob G, you got a problem with
No,
me?
I had no problem with it. I actually saw some of the responses and people saying, Rob, can you sign the sneakers before you send them out to me? I
yes,
thought that was kind of cool.
Know that.
I mean, you're like, I guess. I mean,
people,
you know,
I was
if
like,
you
yeah,
want
I was like,
them.
I guess if you really, you know?
It was at least two.
Here's Alex. I know Alex is going to come down on me.
Rob, this is distasteful. This is appalling. This is shameful. This is discriminatory. You are going above and beyond to make people pay for shoes that you yourself no longer wear, that you have no need for anymore, and you're making people go above and beyond. And I have still not seen an extra pair of them, Rob. I'm heartbroken. You know, I would love nothing more than to have two front of those shoes say, Rob Parker gave me these, and wear those every day on the streets, Rob. You know that.
But you already have your first pair.
I don't want those ones signed, though. Those sit in the box. Those are great.
And did I make you pay for those?
You did not, Rob. I take everything back. You're a great man.
There we go.
I tell you what, these tan Jordans are in good shape.
Yeah, no, some of them are in really good shape. Because, Chris, I have so many pair, I don't wear them down. That's why they still have value. Do you know what I mean? I don't wear them that much.
Now, you take care of your shoes, Rob. I've been seeing you wear a bunch of them.
I don't know. The Jordans I bought him look banged up.
Well, those are for the 1930s.
And I know he don't hoop, so I don't know what happened.
And I will say that this is just a teaser to the What You Sporting tournament we're going to have this summer. Yes. We're going to be online. You can vote on which people has the best shoes. Yeah. Now, Rob just sold half of his collection, so he might be working at a disadvantage.
I'm going to crush him. He's going to use it as an excuse to buy more, come off his fast. All right. All couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's our longtime pal. He's the Bleacher Report senior NBA writer, FS1 NBA analyst, Rick Bucher, joining the iCouple. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, Rick.
I'm good. Gentlemen, how are we? How are we sheltering in place these days?
Man, hanging in there, Rick. It ain't easy, but it's the only thing we can do right now.
So now, have you guys been sheltering together this whole time? And how's that going?
My goodness. Bite your tongue, Rick Bucher.
No, are you crazy? Hey, Rick, are you Meshuggah? What are you doing?
I'm actually in Jersey. I'm in Jersey, so we are, about 3,000 miles away,
yeah, I'm in L.A.
But, no, we're good. Your family's good, though?
Yeah, no, everybody's good. It's good to have a hoop in the backyard.
Yes.
I put mine's an in-ground hoop. I know there's a lot of NBA players out there that got caught out, and there was suddenly a rush to send them some of those portable hoops.
Yep.
There are more NBA players than people probably realize that are dunking and shooting on those portable hoops right now.
right about that. Well, speaking of NBA players, you recently said or wrote Steph Curry is by far better leader than LeBron James. Because was that in reaction to Jared Dudley?
Yes.
He said LeBron's the best leader in sports. So explain why you think it's Steph.
Yeah, well, first of all, you know what? I blame Jared Dudley for this. I don't come to the table looking to criticize LeBron, and certainly not with his leadership when it comes to this year, because I think he's been as good as he's ever been as a leader this season and bringing guys together. But when Jared Dudley says he's the best leader in basketball, I got to go hold up. Steph Curry, and he's the best leader on and off the court. LeBron James, this year he's been great. Last year, he was drinking wine walking into the arena. Like, you can't be a leader.
There's drama with LeBron.
Be a leader some of the time. Like, you got to be if you want to talk about being the best leader, you got to be on it all the time. And I just look at the way Steph made room for KD. Steph has always been willing to adjust himself for the better of the team. When he does things off the court, whether it's the Instagram Live with Dr. Fauci or whatever he may be doing, he does just as much. I don't see him looking for the fanfare. I don't see him going on to ESPN and talking about it. And there's nothing I love everything LeBron has done. And if he wants to advertise it, that's fine. But if you're asking me who I respect and admire more as a leader, I got to say the way Steph has done it and the way he's handled every social, political issue, like he never gets in the mud, and there's times where LeBron gets things a little mixed up or says one thing and then he's got to take it back. So I think he's done a terrific job. I think he's a very good leader. But if you're asking me who the best leader in the league is, I just Steph shouldn't have even played this year. He came back to play on a last place team and was on the bench every game rooting these guys on. These are guys that he may not play with next year. Huh? And a year ago, LeBron was having to trade half his team. So I just, when you add it up, like I get it. Jared Dudley is the greatest hype man that's ever lived. That is no.
He's this generation's ML Carr.
He's ML Carr without the towel.
Those are great points. I don't like being in the position of having to pick apart what LeBron has done, because he has done so much and he's done so much great stuff. But if you're like, we always get into this. This is why we get into that. This is what happens when we critique LeBron. It's because somebody wants to put him a little beyond. He's done. Just stay in the lane. Give him what he's done. Don't try to make it more than it is, because then you're going to have somebody like me going, hold on a second. I can't go that far.
Hey Rick, I'm going to push back on Steph one situation.
Okay.
You talk about leadership. How about Steph not playing defense or not really doing as much as he can? As a leader, you have to show other people that I'm willing to do whatever I can. And I think over the years, he's slacked off and doesn't play defense. How about that criticism?
He improved and became a better defender. And has he maintained that? No, I can't say that he has. But I also, it's a matter of, I've got a certain amount of energy. Where am I going to devote it? And it's not as if, I mean, we don't see James Harden moments where he does, like, he just doesn't move or he doesn't. Steph gets beat a lot, right? But it's not from a lack of effort. It's simply he's 6'2", 6'3", 185, 190 pounds wet, and he's going to get overpowered at times. But I've never watched Steph play and say, you know what? He's not trying on D. There's times where Russell Westbrook does not try on defense. James Harden does not try. And they have less excuse because physically, to me, they've got more tools to play defense than Steph does.
Rick Bucher, the Bleacher Report and FS1 joining the iCouple. Rick, we were talking earlier. Obviously, this is a tremendous Hall of Fame class led by Kobe, Duncan, and KG. Rob and I were debating who had the better career between Kobe and Duncan. I went Kobe. He went Duncan.
And Rick, where are you at? Rick, I want to say this real quick.
Why you always got to say this?
Wait a minute.
I just need your little push. I want one little piece.
Let me give my one little piece. And Rick, this is the thing that I always say.
Yeah.
If Ray Allen didn't make that shot, Tim Duncan would be 6-0 just like Michael Jordan.
And if
Jordan.
I was 7 feet tall, no, maybe but that's I'd how be Shaq.
I mean, like, I think people don't think about Tim Duncan being that close to being duplicating a mark that most people think no one could do as being 6-0.
Yeah. 6-0, but never back to back.
No. Nope.
Thank you. And I mean, Rick, you know this as well as anybody.
Technically, if he had gotten that one,
he would have had the last
right. next one. He would have had a back to back. But.
But they may have not been as motivated. Remember, you remember how motivated they were in 14.
That was the rallying cry the entire next year. You're right. If they win that one, who knows whether they come back and win the next one? It's a great debate. Tim Duncan, you can make the argument, is the best power forward of all time in the game. You're never going to make the argument that Kobe Bryant is the best two guard to ever play the game. That said, I look at the way Kobe won his 5 championships, and I got to tell you, his 5 championships are more impressive to me than Tim Duncan's 5. So I don't know how else to size it up. This is one of these, it's apples and oranges. It's eye of the beholder. You know, we can all debate and kind of make, we can all pose our reason for why we would pick one or the other. It's not one of those where I would ever look across the table at the guy and go, you're out of your mind. Like, what are you, what are you smoking, right? Because I admire and respect both guys. It's just, it really, to me, this is a, you know, kind of personal choice, a little bit like this draft, you know? it's going to be all personal choice. What's your choice? What's your flavor? That's what you're going to go with. Cool. You like strawberry. I like vanilla. Whatever.
Right.
I refuse to look any deeper into this than that.
Rick, all great stuff, man. As
thanks,
always.
Rick.
And look, take care of the family, man. Be safe.
Will do. You guys do the same thing. All the listeners
brother.
Out there do the same. Yep.
Yep. Peace. All right, Rob. You know what it is. It is a
Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's right. Your turn to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. And the lines fill up quickly. So hit us up now. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to trash whoever you like. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Max, man, that was fire.
Was
I love
that. Was that your boy, Max? I thought that. I should have known.
That was
should've
Max.
Should have known. That's my man. Junior. Max from Georgia, right?
That's right. Ray.
Rob, it disqualifies the take. We know,
no,
I mean,
it doesn't.
On.
That was
He's
a great
in your
take.
Pocket.
Ray in L.A., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Ray, who you trashing?
What's up, guys? It's actually Roy, like Roy Rogers. But
oh,
anyway,
Roy.
No worries.
Trash
show
Rob
on TV.
G for that.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries. Yeah, I'm actually trashing everybody that thinks that the 90s and 80s were somehow the most physical or best eras of basketball. I was arguing with some guys on the internet the other day, and they were talking about, you know, how the talent was deeper, the competition was better, you know, back in MJ's day and in Magic's day. I just don't think that the quality of stars, especially mid-tier stars, is anywhere near the level it is now. And a couple of examples I used were sort of like the Damian Lillards, the Chris Pauls, the Joel Embiids, there's Paul George's, guys right now, not Chris Paul anymore, but guys that are, you know, fringe top 10 players now, that back then, just in terms of skill and ability, would easily be in the top 7, top 5. And the league is just so much deeper now. So to really compare the success back then, not just team success, but just individuals to individuals from this era to that era, the competition is so much deeper now, and I don't even think it's close.
All right,
wow.
Appreciate it.
You know
it.
What? We're going to have to do that for a topic, Rob. That'd be a good topic.
It will be. Yeah. How about Bill in the truck? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Bill, who you trashing?
Well, Dana White to start with. He bought his little Dr. Moreau Island or whatever. people bragging him up that he's going to do something. He's going to make the damn thing pay-per-view. Nobody has right. any money. I hope he does it. One person buys the damn thing. Just thank God you guys finally stepped up and said something. I'm about to go brain dead listening to sports every day with these guys and their ideas. Thanks,
thank you,
man.
Bill.
That's a great
appreciate
point.
Appreciate it. What about Andre in Michigan? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Quickly, who you trashing?
I'm trash talking Fox Sports 1. For one, it's about time they get y'all your own show. When Dan Patrick out, who they call? Chris and Rob. When Nick Wright needs some help, who we call? Chris and Rob. When Shannon or Nick skip out, who they call? Chris and Rob. Quit bringing y'all off the bench. Y'all started the show, the best show on sports right now. The whole OCP will come with y'all. That's the a couple posse, baby. So y'all keep doing y'all thing and holding us down during this coronavirus.
Man.
My man. Rack them. Rack
from,
that.
That's what, Chris that didn't say, nice. Was rack that em. Andre from our barbershop, huh? That one, because it was nice to
oh,
both
is
of
it?
Us.
Was it?
Do we have time for one
was
more?
Was it
good?
Andre
okay.
from the barbershop?
No, we're good. Okay, no sweat.
Was that Andre from the barbershop, bro?
No.
We
want to
know. So he was
no,
objective.
Seriously.
It wasn't your boy. It wasn't your cousin. It wasn't Boo from around the way.
No, that was just a nice guy saying some nice things about us. Seriously.
Okay.
Wow.
Good. Well, Rob, what you got planned for the rest of the evening?
Looking at these four walls, eating dinner.
Well, no. They've been showing Ali fights on ESPN. I don't know if there's one coming up after this. Oh, but they showed the Thrill in Manila. Wow. And tonight, they got right now is his loss to Leon Spinks. But I'm guessing afterwards they might play when he came back and beat Spinks. So get your boxing.
All right.
Your boxing
Ali,
fix in
I
there.
Can watch very much
yeah.
so.
Yeah. All right, Rob. Great show. All of you, stay safe. Take care of your family. Hug your kids. Play a board game. There's plenty out there to do. Just make the most of the time and stay positive. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we will, of course, be back tomorrow. Peace!